Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Well, you know, personally, I think this nuclear holocaust thing is pretty bad. Well, I think it's good. Fuck you!
Never changes. My name is James Miller. Joined today with
Peter O'Donoghue. That's a good one.
There's gonna be some real fallout after that joke.
I'm pretty sure I used the same thing the last time I did a fallout.
Episode. Going to go neutral, okay.
Yeah.
You take jokes like that, you keep them in the vault. All right.
So, one of the franchises that we all love on the show and our fans love as well. We're gonna talk about Fallout today, doing the Fallout vaults. Mainly focusing on the ones that appear in game. But we might talk about some others as well.
Now, longtime listeners of the show will be like, oh, here we go. Another Fallout episode. These guys, they're just going to complain about Fallout 4. No. Okay? We're not going to complain about Fallout 4. If you want that, you go to patreon.com/loreboys. You sign up for our Patreon because it's all on the bonus content that we just finished recording.
For the record, still like Fallout 4. I'll be the one to... defender for it.
No, we already got all the venom out. We've squeezed out the rag there for the people who pay.
Much like the game, I have to defend Fallout 4 like a new settlement needs to be defended every half second by Harvey, We have new people though. We got new followers.
We do.
Are they joining the Commonwealth or what?
Are you gonna read them, Pete?
I thought you were. It's just because you started, and then I was Jamie went. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then Jamie, new Patreon. Jamie just wanted to talk about how much he loves Fallout 4.
Yeah, right. See, if you're gonna cut us off, you better talk about a good fucking game, okay? But anyway, new patron TRB, all caps. Thank you very much.
And the Roar Boys.
I know you've been on the Discord already interacting because you came in hot there, buddy, between episodes, and welcome.
Yep.
Welcome.
Cool. So we all played Fallout New Vegas in 4. You guys played 3, and I think people played 1 and 2. And Ethan,
I played all
one
of them. I've tried one. The discontinued, the leaked Fallout 3 Van Buren, I also played.
And you two played 76?
I played 76, yeah.
Yeah, I played for 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's on Game Pass, so after finishing Far Harbor for Fallout 4, I was like, oh, I'm in the Fallout mood, and Fallout 76 took me right the fuck out of that mood, I tell you what.
Fallout 76 had this unfortunate thing where on launch, the only vault you could visit other than 76, which you like crawl out of at the beginning of the game, I forget exactly which one, but it's the one that you keep a bunch of gold in. The Americans kept all their gold reserves in, and that was what it was designed for. Okay. And it's like a 4-person raid. So you can't even, like, unless you're on like the novice difficulty, you don't even have time to stop and read the log entries because there's constant waves of enemies. You have to like run through. It just completely went against what vaults have been up until this point, which is like, like exploratory, like fun storytelling that you like might walk in and there's like three skeletons and like a note, and then you figure out what happened there.
And you have to hack into like the manager of the robot factory's computer to get the memos where he's talking about like sexually harassing his secretary or whatever.
We have one of those.
I love that environmental storytelling.
A lot of Fallout like humor, it can be pretty dark. Like it's funny but dark. Like usually a lot of people end up dying in most of these vaults. So
it's really, really broadly satire, right?
Yeah.
So So it does. It can get dark because if the thing you're satirizing is the fucking Cold War, then
that's a clear Fallout. Yes.
So going off of memory here, I don't have this written down, but feel free to correct me. The Fallout vaults are made by Vault Tech. There's an impending war. I think the bombs were dropped in 2077.
Fallout 76 would imply that the bombs had already been dropped, right?
Yeah,
because you go into a vault. The bombs drop at the beginning of Fallout 3. So the intro to Fallout 3 is in the past.
Fallout 4.
Because they freeze you, and you're like 200 years old.
I'm pretty sure it's 2077.
Yeah. It's October, I know that.
October 23rd, 2077.
There we go. Oh my god, the bombs are a Virgo.
So they drop the bombs. Vault Tech, which looks like they're just selling a nice service to folks to wait out the nuclear fallout, is actually, for the most part, doing tests on people. This is all coordinated by the Enclave, which is like the Illuminati, the 1%. These are the people who are actually going to survive for the long haul after the bombs are dropped.
Yeah, yeah. World Economic Forum or whatever.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Well, the Enclave are also like the remnants of the U.S. government and military too, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, the world economy.
The people who caused all these problems, they've got an insurance policy.
Yeah.
They're just run by the world economy. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of control vaults, I think 17 total. They just want to, this is to see what, with no stipulations, just letting people be in vaults, what's going to happen. But they also have a lot of test vaults where they do a whole bunch of different things. Ones that I didn't actually get to in the games here, but I think are in some other type of media, which I can mention now, is where they put one male and 100 females in, or vice versa. Yeah. They put one female and 100 males in a vault, and they just see what happens.
I think some of the goofy ones are from Penny Arcade.
Yeah.
The old webcomic, because like when Fallout 3 was coming out, they had like a partnership with Penny Arcade, and they were just like, just make up some dumbass vaults, basically.
Yeah. An example of the Penny Arcade one, I'm going to get to again more, but here's an Imgur that I'll send to you guys, and it's the vault of Vault 77. It's a guy who is left completely alone, and he's like, where's all the people, though? And then after leaving him alone for a very long time, they just drop in a box of puppets in there with him.
Yeah.
So he ends up meeting a dog and a king and a little pit boy, and the pit boy... he ends up killing the king puppet with his Pip-Boy puppet. Then he leaves, and a bunch of slavers try and fuck with him, and he just completely kills them all. So all the slavers are afraid of the puppet man in like a certain area of the game.
Yeah. I think there's an Easter egg in New Vegas about the puppet man. I think. Yeah. I can't remember.
It's a certain group of slavers near the Mire or something like that. Anyways, we'll get to it in a bit. But
yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of, like, really silly ones, some that are a little harder to digest, but we can operate in. So first off, we don't have every single vault, by the way, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way, but we'll get them as, we'll go in chronological order, or in, like, vault number order, rather.
Okay.
And, Vault 3 is the first one in Fallout New Vegas. Location is Las Vegas, Nevada. To the Mojave Wasteland? Mojave?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mojave.
Okay.
It's Mojave, like Jalapeno.
Yeah.
The Mojang Wasteland.
This one's pretty easy. It's one of the 17 control vaults. But some additional details, you might remember this from the game. The inhabitants are in isolation for over a century until a water leak forced them to open for trade.
Is this one under the Vegas Strip itself?
New Vegas, Mojave Wasteland. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah. But the vault was taken over by the fiends. Like, basically, they opened up, they're closed forever, their water started leaking, they opened it up, and the fiends took over. Not very interesting, but in New Vegas, you can go to Vault 3 and fight those fiends.
Okay. Is that like junkies?
I think so. What's a fiend in Fallout? We can look that up.
I don't think it's a mutant, not that I remember.
Fallout New Vegas. They're a raider gang made up of chem fiends. Yep. So they are... They're
weakers, maybe?
Yep.
Yeah.
Next up is Vault 8, and that's in Fallout 2. This is in northwestern Nevada, Vault City, New California. And another one of them control vaults.
Well, Vault 8 is just a mirrored Vault 3, right?
I guess so, yeah. If you put a mirror in the middle of 3, yeah.
I guess it would also make sense that the early vaults would be the control vaults, right? Like, they'd be like, they probably, maybe even started as like, we're going to make vaults to protect people from a nuclear fallout, right?
Yeah.
This vault eventually got to the, well, since we're doing this, why not also run experiments on them?
Yeah. That's a good point. I feel like
all the free real estate.
Yeah, exactly.
So the inhabitants were left in there on schedule. Everything went really well on this one. And they used their GECK to establish Vault City. You know what a GECK is in the Vault Fallout universe?
Yeah, it's the Garden of Eden creation kit. It's like this. It's the like one stop shop for all your terraforming and water purifying needs. Basically, it's a MacGuffin that when you leave a vault, you can create like a safe encampment. Vault City's in Fallout 2. It's like Fallout 2. You start as like a tribesman with a spear, and one of the early quests has you go to Vault City, which is like a straight up functioning metropolis in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
It's probably the nicest and cleanest place in any of the Fallout games.
Yeah.
Like, Vegas itself has, like, sheet metal walls to keep out, again, fiends and mutants and monsters and shit. Nothing in DC is in good condition, but Vault City is, like, is everybody's fine. They have, like, paved roads and shit.
Yeah. And, like, a bunch of buildings you can walk in and out, and it's quite nice. So those GECK, or Garden of Eden creation kits, you'd normally find between one to three of these in any given vault. Normally two is the right amount. They give you one and a backup. Okay. But some only have one and some have additional ones for whatever reason. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
If one doesn't work, it's like, yeah, we were supposed to create man and woman. We only were able to create man, get the backup and put one of this dude's ribs in it. Yeah. to be able to actually finish what you're supposed to do here.
Is it like one of those airplane safety planes where they just pull a rip cord and then like lush meadow just like expands over an area?
Yes. It's basically a life raft, right?
Yeah. So yeah, that's the first couple. Like you said, that one's really important in Fallout 2 Vault 8 because of the metropolis area, Vault City. Next up, Vault 11, which is in Fallout New Vegas. This, again, is in the Mojave Wasteland. So it's a social experiment studying a population's willingness to sacrifice individuals for the safety of the majority using falsified threats of collective punishment. So every year they have to vote for their new leader, and their leader gets to serve a term of 1 year and then is sacrificed.
Okay. It's kind of a modified The Lottery, basically, that short story, which I guarantee we've talked about before.
Yeah, I think we have.
Yeah. So this one is kind of really cruel, because you go in and at first you're like reading audio logs and you're like, why does nobody want to be the leader? And then you find out about the whole sacrifice thing.
Okay, yeah.
So everything just becomes a political game to, like, not get elected and to elect other people. There's this, like, we spoke about the sexual assault on the secretary. This one guy convinces a woman to sleep with him, or else he's going to convince people to elect her husband at the next leadership sacrifice.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, yeah, like, awful stuff.
If you look at real-world politics, it would appear as though this one is the most fictional, because from what we've seen, there is literally nothing you can do to become unelectable in some places. So,
I'm looking at I'm on the Vault 11 wiki page, and there's some like campaign posters from like people. So there's like, I hate Nate, then somebody graffitis over it, and it says, I hate Kate, and that's like, to elect that person.
Yeah.
There's Haley is a known adulterer and communist sympathizer. Elect Haley for overseer.
That's great.
Yeah, keep going.
Don't vote Glover. His family needs him.
Aww. See, this is very much like the Fallout humor, right? It's awful. People are getting killed and like weird shit's happening. But yeah, these funny posters that you'd only get in that context. Like,
Oh yeah. My god.
Yeah, very cool.
So
it's one of those things, like, I've definitely played a lot of New Vegas, and now, like, the reason why I'm going to the sites is I'm like, have I been to this one? You know, just trying to remember, but, like, you go through so many, and usually you're just like, what quest do I got in here?
Where's the bobblehead?
Yeah, exactly. Let me find my bobblehead. You forget these little details. And every vault is kind of like this, so.
Yeah, if you get to the final, like, overseer computer and do the hack or whatever, you can kind of find out what happens. In the end, they got down to 5 people. So, like, over the years, they were just, like, electing. People are dying. They get down to the final 5, and they say, you know what, this year, we're not doing it. Like, we're just not going to do it at all. And my copy pasta actually fell out, but on that vault, maybe you can see it, Ethan, there's, like, a message from the computer, and it says, like, this was the right decision. This is, like, the shining future for human life. You didn't kill something.
I don't know.
Like, the whole point of it was to eliminate elections? It's just like,
They basically, after they have elected and killed everyone they've known for the last, like, however many years, they're told, oh, you never had to do this in the first place. Now go forth and teach the lessons to the other humans, and the vault door opens once they stop killing each other once per year.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You would run out of people, because, like, children don't grow up fast enough to be able to become elected leaders within a year, right?
No, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Unless you had, like, hundreds and hundreds of people in the vault.
Yeah.
Like, there's for sure a number that you could get to that you'd be, like, overproducing the one person that died a year, but...
Yeah.
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 Other people would, if you didn't get elected and you were, like, an old man... If you didn't get elected for 5 years, you could just die of old age. That means that's 2 people out that year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of depressing end if you get to that computer. There's an audio log you can hear, and it's an argument heard between a man whose voice won, trying to convince the other 4, 3 males and a female, to leave the vault. Because the vault door opens after this. But they're like, we killed everyone. Like, oh, we don't know what to do anymore. So voice 2, 3, 4, and 5 wish to die. And voice 1's like, no, leave the vault. Spread the word. So other can learn from these mistakes. And at the end of the audio log, you hear 4 gunshots and a heavy sigh, probably from the guy who's number 1 who didn't kill himself. So only 1 person survived this entire thing. And you can find 4 bodies at the entrance to the vault when you're playing too. And you'll only understand why there's 4 bodies when you get to the end of the vault.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so that...
Based on the Milgram experiment. Which is, like, how willing are you to shock somebody because a scientist tells you to.
Yep.
It's a voice of authority. Please continue. There's only a certain amount of things they can say. Please continue. We'd like to finish the experiment.
Requires that you continue. It is absolutely essential that you continue. You have no other choice. You must go on.
Yeah.
Which is paralleled in Vault 11. They're like, please continue is welcome. Please sit in the chair. The show is about to begin. The show requires that you sit in the chair. It's absolutely essential that you sit in the chair. You have no other choice. You must sit in the chair.
Yeah.
It's like what Vault 11 is telling you.
Yeah. So, that's kind of one of the first ones. It's like, really fucked up, but the whole campaigning thing is kind of funny. Vault 12, this is in just the original Fallout in Bakersfield, California, and this will eventually be known as Necropolis. You can kind of imagine what happened here. Residents were told they're here to create clean drinking water for the future, so they're giving like a pump and one of these cards. The card to, I think that's the whole MacGuffin in Fallout 1, right? It's like your drinking water card goes bad, so you have to go find it somewhere else.
It's the inciting incident. You leave your vault, which I won't spoil, in Fallout 1. You leave your vault because you need a water chip, because your filtration system's chip is broken.
Right.
And, the first place you go, or one of the first places you go is Vault 12. And, it's Necropolis.
Well, the first place you go is to the caves outside your vault, where there's, like, 3 rad scorpions, and you die, like, 3 times, and you can stop playing the game.
That is true. Because you didn't know how to spec out your character, and even at point blank, you have an 11% chance to hit with a stick. And then you restart and build your character properly.
So this one as well was supposed to be a clean drinking water, really similar to the main vault that you leave from in Fallout 1, or the original Fallout. But the one twist on this one is it was really a medical experiment to study gradual radiation exposure because they made it so the door wouldn't close all the way.
Beautiful.
Yeah, there was like an atomic draft, right? It's like, they put the rolled up towel at the bottom of the door so the heat didn't get out, but the radiation just went through it.
Yeah. So pretty much canonically, the first ghouls from Fallout come from someone leaving the door ajar. So that's
then the lead towel under the door just didn't fix it.
It's the dentist thing there. The apron they give you.
Yeah, a dentist apron just rolled up, tucked at the bottom of the door.
Next up is Vault 13. This one can be found in Fallout and Fallout 2. It's in Mount Whitney, a Sequoia National Park in California, or New California. And this is a control vault, and inhabitants chose to remain in isolation until a water shape failure forced them to send out the vault dweller for a replacement.
No. This is the one that you leave.
This is the one
you leave. Yeah, Fallout 1.
Yeah. Fallout 1, it's a schism, and the schism caused by the vault dweller results in many inhabitants leaving. Survivals are either killed or kidnapped by the Enclave for the most part.
Cool.
Yeah. So Vault 13, that's our hometown for Fallout.
Yeah, the Vault Dweller eventually, whatever, like, gets married and has kids out in the wasteland, because Fallout 2 takes place, like, 65 years after the first one, and the Vault Dweller's dead, but you start as, like, a tribesman in the village that he started.
Okay. Basically.
Yeah.
Cool. Vault 15, this is really close to Vault 13, like, it's one you can walk to in Southern California in Fallout 2. And this is the whole thing for this one is a social experiment. So they have a really large population, but they just pick like a few different people from a bunch of different ethnicities and from different opinions, religious backgrounds, you name it.
If you're different, a rabbi and a donkey walked into a vault
and were locked together for several decades. And the priest said, mostly the guy kicked out, a small group stayed behind. It erupted in civil unrest, like, really quickly. Okay, some vault dwellers left, some stayed, most of them left, and the ones that left turned into the community of Shady Sands. They use their Gek.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah. They use their Gek to make Shady Sands.
The single coexist sticker they had up on the inside of the vault door didn't stop all this from happening.
it actually got blasted off by the nuclear.
Oh, yeah.
They put it on the outside of the door by mistake because when they were putting it on, the door was still open. Right. Yeah. So they were just like, oh, let's put it on because we're standing inside the vault right now. Let's put it on. But then when the vault actually closed, it went on the outside. They forgot.
Well, you know, personally, I think this nuclear holocaust thing is pretty bad. Well, I think it's good. Fuck you!
Yeah, like the O in coexist is the atomic symbol instead of whatever the O is in the actual thing. Right?
I guess peace sign, probably?
I was, like, trying to think how it would... I was thinking a bunch of people holding hands in the picture and coexist underneath it. But then when the blast goes, it just says, like, X. And then, like, the people have, like, bleeding eyes and stuff holding each other. But
you guys know that the peace symbol is, you know, it's, like, the circle. And then it's got, like, the vertical line with, like, the two little legs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Essentially, that's, like, semaphore for N and D. Semaphore being, like, flag signing, essentially. And the ND is nuclear disarmament.
Oh, cute.
That's where the peace symbol comes from.
Whoa. Oh, that is really cool.
I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I always knew it's just the Eiffel Tower and a sticker. In a circle, rather.
Yeah. A three-legged Eiffel Tower walks into a bar. Yeah.
Well, I mean, at a certain angle, you could get the foreground leg to...
Pete, I'm not some fancy artist that understands angles or foreground, okay?
And it's paraphrase for ND, which means no dick, to piss off anyone who has a nuclear bomb.
No, you shoot your nukes, you got no dick, bro. Just saying.
Some other people who came out of that that community. Let me check the vault number again. Vault 15. They didn't only form Shady Sands, but some others, since it was such a diverse group of folks, they kind of split up into...
They formed Sunny Sands, and they said, fuck you!
They had raider tribes that formed, actually. So the Khans, okay, the Jackals, and the Vipers all terrorized that area for years, and they all came from, you know, just trying to put a bunch of different people in one place, you know?
Yeah.
And
idiot.
Shady. Don't they become the NCR?
It's not the limited resources that's the problem. It's the different people together.
Yeah. If Vault 15 has taught me anything, the problem is immigrants and not nuclear war.
Shady Sands is the capital of the New California Republic.
Yeah, okay, that's it. Yeah. Because I know you meet a young girl who ends up becoming like the first president of the NCR because she's like 90 years old in Fallout 2 or something.
Oh,
like
that's cool.
So in Fallout 1, it's Shady Sands, and in Fallout 2, the same town is the New California Republic, the town.
Right. Cool. Yeah. And then they're like a massive political force in New Vegas, which is timeline like the Fallout 3, right? Because it's also same coast. Yeah. West Coast, best coast, opposed to East Coast, beast coast.
True. That's what they say.
Yeah. So back to the West Coast now. In Fallout New Vegas, we're going to Vault 17. And the location is just West Coast. The reason they set things up are unknown. This is one of the ones that is like mentioned in the games, but we never actually get to visit. And okay, I probably would have been a vault in New Vegas if they had more time, but it just never became anything. I think they found like vault keys for it in the game files, but it doesn't exist anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah. And the only people we know is Lily Bowen and her grandchildren, Becky and Jimmy, were inhabitants of Vault 17. They lived in the vault till Lily Bowen was 75 years old, which is the grandmother. And then she was captured by the Master's army and turned into a Nightkin. So I don't know if you meet her as a Nightkin.
Yeah, you do. She's a companion. Apparently, she's a companion often, which is like she's a Nightkin is like a super mutant with blue skin instead of green skin. She's wearing like a grandma hat and she has like a little daisy on her lapel.
Yeah.
Okay, so she comes from Vault 17 and she grew up with her kids there. We don't know what happened to her kids, but she lived to 75 before being turned into Nightkin. Not a bad life.
The Master is the primary antagonist of the Fallout 1. Like, you go out for your water chip and at some point encounter super mutants, and then when you go back with the water chip to talk to the overseer of Vault 13, you're like, okay, so on my way, I just gotta tell you something. I got a little extra information here. And I think you like work with the Brotherhood to get into the Master's vault and then and kill him to stop making super mutants.
Okay, cool.
Something like that, yeah.
Next up is Vault 19. This is in Fallout New Vegas. So, again, this one's in the Mojave Desert in the Wastelands. And this one was another social experiment. So, it's meant to study the effects of factionalism. So, to induce paranoia and mistrust. So, what they did is they assigned everyone to two halves of the vault. The blue sector and the red sector. And you're either blue or you're red.
Right? Okay.
And it didn't take very long for people to start turning on each other. So a lot of symptoms of psychosis. Anytime something went wrong in the vault, so let's say you had a leaky pipe or something.
Those fucking blue sector guys, am I right?
Exactly.
Like, look what they did to our red sector pipe, those sons of bitches. I'll fucking kill them.
Yep.
Meanwhile, it's just the same pipe, but half of it's painted red, half it's painted blue. It's like they're all using the exact same systems.
Yeah. So what do we know about them? You can go in and like get a little bit more like individual lore of like what people said to each other or what they thought they did, but that fate was everybody died. In all likelihood, they probably turned on each other and either killed each other. The water filtration system malfunctioned, and it was also poisoned, so that could have killed them. Or it might have been the fire geckos breaking through the sulfur caves that could have killed them. But
or maybe that.
One or the
wanted
other.
To do a political experiment about factionalism, but it was derailed by fire-breathing lizards. So turns out we didn't learn a thing.
Yeah.
That's how a lot of political conflicts should end, honestly.
Fire geckos.
I mean, every political
Wouldn't
debate...
it be great if we had that, like, the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan was actually caused by fire-breathing lizards?
Or, like, any political debate, instead of, like, oh, that's your time? It's like, you better stop, because if you go over time, they let loose the fire-breathing lizard.
Yes! Oh, that's even better, yes.
You better fucking keep it succinct.
Yeah.
What would you do about Medicare, sir? You have 60 seconds. At second 62, the lizard is released from its cage.
Yeah.
Or would you have Medicare make better?
Yeah.
Who needs a vault to have a red versus blue experiment on society, right?
Like, yeah.
It's happening enough.
I suppose you'd have to have the stage with, like, the trap doors from, like, a theater stage above, a fire lizard pit.
A hangman's stage, yeah.
Is that what that's called?
I don't know. But I feel like it could be.
It sounds
a gallows. Like, you're just sending them up to the gallows to give their speeches.
The actor's gallows.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You have 60 seconds. It's just like they put the noose around the politician's neck.
So Vault 21's up next. This is in New Vegas. This one's on the Strip, and it might as well be like the most New Vegas vault of them all. Every one of the vaults created equally. The vault has a perfectly symmetrical layout. Everyone has the same amount of space, and all conflicts and problems are resolved through gambling.
you stole a loaf of bread to feed your family? Well, spin the giant wheel to determine your punishment.
So chosen representatives gamble against each other in the main atrium, and the winner earns the right to settle the dispute as wished by the collective. So Sarah is someone in the New Vegas game. I don't know her, but she describes it as the pure New Vegas, as everyone has a chance at Lady Luck and smiles if you play your odds right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I wonder why 21.
Yeah. Like, well, blackjack, right?
Blackjack. That's probably.
I thought that was a joke.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking the gambling age. I was like, is the gambling age 18 or is it 21 in the States? Because it's to drink, it's 21.
Yeah,
I feel like the gamble is like you can enlist in the military at 18. So can you gamble? True. I don't know.
You can gamble with your life in that case. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So inhabitants had a stable 18. Community.
Okay.
Yeah, and I felt like that must be it because like Americans won't stop you from like spending all your money at 18. You can get a credit card at 18. You can start a gambling debt at 18.
Who knows why they don't let you?
You get a gun at 18, but
I don't know why Ontario makes it 19. I think it should be 16. Here we are.
So inhabitants had a stable community until 2274, when a guy named Robert House won the ownership of a vault in a game of blackjack and turned it into a hotel. So I'm pretty sure it's a place you can go to in New Vegas.
Yeah. Mr. House is like one of the main characters of that game, too.
Yeah, right? He's like the main antagonist, I guess. He's not like super antagonistic, but...
Is that the guy in the black and white... The black and white checker thing that
no
okay
that's Benny
Mr. House is like
Mr. House is like huge spoilers for New Vegas if you ever want to play it, Jamie, but that's like you can decide to kill him in the end or not, but he's like this like he presents as like a man on a computer screen essentially for the entire game, and he like sends you on a bunch of missions and stuff, and then at the end you like go back to his like hyperbolic chamber where he's just like resting in a like a pressurized tube, and he's like an ancient old man. You can basically just choose to unplug him or you can like keep him alive. He runs like the entire city of New Vegas. Basically.
One that I didn't get to on the in-game list that is somewhere in the Fallout universe, I'm not sure exactly where, is like basically a meat monster from either Fallout 1 or 2. It has like an eyeball hanging out and you go and talk to it and you can like convince it to kill itself or it tries to turn everyone into a super mutant.
That's the master.
That's the master? Okay.
That's the master, yeah. If your speech is high enough in Fallout 1, you can tell the master that, like, yo, turning people into super mutants is wrong. You should kill yourself, and he'll just do it. But you need to clear speech checks. Yeah, he's got I can't remember the guy's name, but he's, like, fused with other people. There's, like, a human head in the middle. Then he's got, like, an eye stalk hanging off one side.
He was born Richard Moreau.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
We were talking about that on the bonus, I think.
Yeah, because the dick marrow is the best part of the cow.
That's true. That's true. It's the healthiest. I don't know about that. I love how you said cow too. I don't know what kind of cows you're fraternizing with, but
Oh, there's Lily right there. I didn't look at this picture before.
Yep. So where were we? Yeah, so yeah, they had the blackjack, the guy won it. Now we go to Vault 22. This one is also in the Mojave Wasteland from New Vegas. And this is one of the green vaults. It's a research facility studying and creating genetically modified crops and flora. So,
I remember this one.
I remember this one, yeah. Yeah. I think maybe you have to go through it for a mainline story.
I think, yeah. It's, I don't know. When I was looking up like the best Fallout vaults on YouTube, this one made almost every list. So I think probably it resonated with a lot of people because you had to interact with it in some way. But
yeah.
So what happened is there was like a fungus or a type of like spore that developed in one of these modified crops that turned everyone into spore carriers.
Right. Yeah. It's everybody's like a mossy green goblin thing, right?
Yeah.
Like all around on the walls. Yeah.
There's a whole extended story to this too, where you like meet people who are like trying to clear this place out. And there's like a bunch of Mexicans who get eaten by the plant people. Yeah, you can play through this in the game.
Yeah, New Vegas again.
Yeah, what was
that? All this talk makes me want to play New Vegas again.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. Yeah, so that one you can play through yourself, Vault 22, and see all the individual details of like how these people came to be infected, what it feels like, and the people that got hurt by it. And you can even, I think, participate in cleaning it out if you'd like.
Yeah, if you consider cleaning it up by going in and killing everything that moves and all the evil plants, yeah.
Do plants feel pain? I don't know.
Hope but not.
Next up, the worst game, Fallout 76, Vault 29. This one is probably one of the more annoying vaults to be stuck in. It was called... usually the one that's filled with obnoxious rich teenagers. This was...
Oh, God, no. It's this... the TikTok vault, right?
Oh, like, yeah.
It's the TikTok house. It's... Or the Twitch streamer houses.
It's
or,
the yeah, expensive like, yeah, summer
Twitch
camp.
Streamer house or a frat house, right?
Yeah. It's the expensive summer camp. This is the vault where all the rich parents sent their kids to be raised by robots while they do their rich parent things.
Okay, yeah.
So the help of AI, it's a Zax unit, which I should look up because it comes up again.
I think the president in Fallout 3 is a Zax as well.
Zax 29 is a Vault Central AI Computer Intelligence.
Yeah, it is an AI, but what does Zax stand for?
Zax is a brand of autonomous intelligence is created by Vault-Tec Corporation.
Okay, so there's more than one. Yeah. This is just an AI who's there to raise the kids. You can think of certain parts of Horizon Zero Dawn. You can think of certain parts of even other Fallout games where you're a kid growing up in a vault where the next chapter of your learning is locked behind a door. So once you get out of grade 2, a new door opens. You're in grade 3 land, and now you can have scissors or something because they trust you to run with them or whatever. So this happens. And these kids are being raised there. What happens eventually, though, is someone named Diana, who's a character in Fallout 76 that I don't know, but somebody will, appropriated control of a satellite dish, aimed it at Vault 29, and transmitted security codes eventually until gaining control of the Zax unit. So Diana influenced the upbringing of the children and their history books. And every year she would just order a worker robot to leave the vault, and they would tell the kids the robot's just going to check the conditions outside.
Don't worry, nanny robots, just going outside for a quick smoke, okay? They'll be right back.
Yeah. In reality, they're preparing an area. She's sending out a worker a year to make a town to receive these spoiled rotten kids. It's the village of the twin mothers, an area that I didn't get to explore.
Cool name.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're setting up a large enough town with a large enough graveyard so that when we release all these TikTokers, they can all be executed.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I went to the twin mothers
wiki page, right?
Right.
This image is from the Twin Mothers design document, okay? And I encourage you guys to describe it for the listeners.
Oh, wow. It's like a naked woman
she's got like a scaly brassiere on.
I know who this is. This is Diana. This has got to be.
Yeah, that is.
It's like a sequin bra, basically.
It looks like she's Photoshop just faded into a bush.
Yeah, she Photoshop is. Superimposed yeah. over like the inside of a bush, essentially.
Yeah,
it's like the only picture for the Twin Mothers page. I was like, oh, it's gonna be a picture of like the town from Fallout 76 or something, but nope.
This would be the first things that the Vault Dwellers would see when they're let out into the Twin Mothers area, because
that photo.
Diana was ready to play God, because when she opened the doors, she built likenesses of herself, everything basically to like make the kids think she's a god when they leave.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah. So by 2253, the vault itself had stopped working, but it's still a holy place to the inhabitants of Twin Mothers. So all these rich, spoiled kids come out, see their TikTok mommy in a bush, start worshiping her, and live in a town outside. And
yeah, I mean, yeah. Given what TikTok is doing to the brains of people these days, I think you could very easily create some sort of cult to worship a single person.
It's just like a potato root, but with Andrew Tate superimposed on it. It's a little Andrew Tater.
Andrew Tater, the deity.
Yeah.
No, man.
All the followers would be tater tots, right?
Yeah, of course.
That's what they'd call them.
Of course. We still have quite a few vaults to get through, but we're about 40 minutes now, so I think it would be a good time to take a little break.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, patron. Everyone.
And patrons, and also everyone else.
Yeah. Patrons don't get a normal episode anymore. Just bonus, so they get to listen to 40 minutes of us talking shit opposed to anything interesting.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/theloreboys, linked below.
Yeah, well, all of you are patrons now if you're listening to an ad, so thank you.
Yeah, that's true.
So we've been through, how many vaults are we at now? We've talked about 11 vaults, and we have quite a few ahead of us. So let's dive in. Let's see how many we can cover.
We've covered more vaults than Fallout 76 on launch day.
Yeah. By the way, we
covered like 5 times as many so far.
Yeah.
So not like 6 times as many.
So they had 1, 2, yeah, exactly, 2 vaults at the beginning. And
I love how you counted to 2 just then, by the way.
Yeah.
Let's see. 1, 2. Yeah, that's it.
Yep. Uh-huh. Not only that, they removed raids from the game after a while, after the Wastelanders update. So some of those vaults don't even exist anymore. Yeah. Because nobody liked
the
raids.
The future is dark.
Jesus. Yeah, they released raids, and in Fallout text at the top, nobody liked this, and then yeah, so then they just removed like it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, so Fallout 30 or Fallout 34, Vault 34 in New Vegas. We're back.
Okay,
back to the wasteland, Mojave Wasteland, baby. And it's a social experiment. What did they do? They gave these guys an extra big armory with no security measures.
Okay.
Oh, are these the is this like the boomer, the not the boomers that we talked about earlier, but like the Air Force base there where they're constantly?
I think it might be. I don't see Air Force in my
located southwest of Nellis Air Force Base, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is like when you approach this Air Force base, you just start getting like shelled and you have to like run through like this shelled town while they're like mortaring you essentially to like open up the faction discussions with them.
Yeah, that is the boomers because they've all got the vault outfit with like the flight jacket on over top.
It is the boomers. Yeah. It is the boomers. Yeah. And this is where we meet Historian Pete eventually. So inhabitants eventually manually installed locks on the armory and restricted access to vault security. Eventually people got angry about this. There's another schism. So a bunch of people left and formed the Boomers tribe, and some people stayed, but eventually the reactor had a leak causing a civil uprising, and it led to the death or ghoulification of most people, but the Boomers still exist.
Yeah, they're one of the people you can side with. I guess one of the things that is really good about Fallout Vegas, undeniably better than 3, is the multiple kind of bizarre Fallout factions. The Fallout 3, despite my love for it, I will admit, is very black and white. Like, they changed the Brotherhood of Steel completely just so they could have a good guy TM, right? Like,
yeah.
And they did explain it, like, whatever his name is. The Elder is just like, I didn't like the politics of the Brotherhood anyway. It's like, perfect, that's fine, you're on the other side of the country.
That's why they left, right? I was fucked up what they're doing over there, so we decided to do our own thing over here.
Yeah. With Blackjack and Liberty Prime.
Yeah, so if we talk more to Boomer's Historian Pete, he tells us that the Boomers used to occupy, but they grew tired not having access to the weapons, so they left, made a community at Nellis. And Pearl also possesses a key to a gun case that's located deep in Vault 34, so that contributes to the credibility of the story.
Pearl, the old lady that is like in charge of the Boomers, she's like the one you have to convince to help you.
I think so. It's been
it's been a long time. Yeah, sorry.
I'm not sure. To me, it makes me think of like an old lady behind a bar.
Pearl.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah.
She's the old lady who's in charge of the Boomers, leader of the Boomers living in Nellis.
Okay, Nellis.
Yeah.
Cool. So now we make a big jump from Vault 34 all the way to 51.
Whoa.
Yep. And this...
Where the fuck is this?
This is Fallout 76, so we're in West Virginia, Mount Mama, take me home, to the Forest Appalachia Trail. And this one is a social experiment where we have another Zax AI who is tasked with selecting an ideal overseer. So at first this goes well. He's like, oh, this person has leadership qualities, let's put him up there. But after a while, started creating like situations where a leader would have to emerge.
They just like, they're getting bored and want to feel useful again. what's your job? You elect a new leader once in every 8 decades or whatever. Like, oh my God, the little like robot from Rick and Morty.
Yeah. So manufacturing crises to test the abilities, it eventually like was, there's lethal threats. So like actual things that could kill you. And then the AI started manipulating and encouraging others to like overthrow the government or whatever in the vault. And, basically everyone ended up dying, just a test.
An effective leader needs to both be able to orchestrate and defend himself against a coup. So that's why you would have to, like, or you'd have to do something like that, right?
Yeah, exactly. So this is another one that's in Vault 76. I don't know if you can actually visit these, because, like, all the reviews that I read was there's two vaults. You can go to two of them. But
I thought
like,
it was two on launch.
It's two on launch, so maybe these are added content. Maybe these are just alluded to. I'm not sure.
Added like there was an update because again it's on Game Pass, so I played it. There's people now. Like I remember when Fallout 76 launched, there were no NPCs. Like you did not interact with other people. It was just all audio logs and robots.
Yeah.
And like now, there's like the tutorial takes you to, like, again, like a bar, and the bartender gives you your first couple of quests you do for her before you explore. And I finished two of them and never went back. But yeah, there's like people in Appalachia now.
Yeah.
On the wiki.
There are mountain mamas, finally.
Yeah. On the wiki, it seems like you have to, you can enter it, but you have to enter from the side because the door was caved in. But there's like a bunch of pictures of the interior, at least. I don't know if that means you can enter it or if it's just like these are files left over in the code, but it seems like you can.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
If we attached it in, it would look like this, trust me.
Fallout 76, I did play it after a lot of updates too, but I found the community, like, if you're playing with somebody else, you can do two things. Either visit someone's home and build next to them and be like, hey, look at my pretty base. I collected all this metal and now I have a laser in my base or something. And everyone's like, whoa, cool. I don't give a shit about the building. I never have. Or you can grind levels and gear and stuff by, like, doing certain exploits. Like this one hallway that if you stay exactly in the middle, there's two zombie spawn points or ghoul spawn points on each side. So you just stay in the middle and you let waves of enemy come and just grind XP. Both of which, super not fun. That's what the community's doing with each other, you know? But
so I'm on the wiki page. It says that Vault 51 was the focal point for Nuclear Winter, which was a game mode in Fallout 76, which was their Battle Royale game mode released in 2019, which makes sense if you're trying to choose an overseer, right? It's like a 52-player Battle Royale. So it's like, last one standing gets to be the overseer, I guess.
The AI drops you in.
But it has been discontinued because... It's a dead game, and they're not going to be able to support a battle royale on top of it, I guess.
Battle royales literally battle royaled each other out of existence. Like, the successful ones still exist, and the other ones don't.
It's down to two now. It's like there's the PUBG, Sweatlords, and Fortnite, right?
No.
And
Apex.
The
COD one is Warzone is still really big. There's a few. Anyways,
I am so in the dark about that shit. I'm sorry.
Well, then why get more and more speak up, Peter? Jesus, right.
I get more and more fake gamer by like every passing day.
Yeah. Next up is Vault 63, which is also in the world of Fallout 76. This is southwest of Louisburg in West Virginia, in the Ash Heap.
The Ash Heap
sounds charming.
Yep. So this is, like a lot of 76, it was supposed to be part of the Vault Raids, but it was never released because the game mode was not loved and they just never finished it. So
yeah, this vault was part of a social experiment where we promise fans of a game something and then never deliver it and see how they react. See if they still, and then ultimately we want to find out if all these people who have been trapped psychologically still by Starfield is the point of that vault.
There is the fall of 76 or whatever by Internet Historian, I think, is a really good way to watch that.
Oh, shit, I have not watched that.
It might not be him, but it's the fall of 76. It's someone like that. It's like an hour long. They explain everything. Like, there was real-life pre-order packs that were supposed to arrive, and, like, literally everything they sent out. Like, the backpacks were fucked up. They sent out, like, Fallout vodka or something. The vodka was fucked up. Like,
oh, no, I remember that, yeah. So it is an Internet Historian.
Yeah.
It was rum, and it was supposed to be in, like, a Nuka-Cola rum, dark rum glass bottle. But what it was just a glass rum bottle with a plastic Nuka-Cola shell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so, Jesus.
They flopped on every single commitment they made. And some people, like...
They Bethesda'd in the real world was the most... fascinating thing to watch about Fallout 76.
Yeah.
Didn't some of the helmets have like mold in them too that was like toxic to some people?
That's right. Yeah. Like literally every, like the game sucked and then every pre-order bonus they followed, like there was like a real problem where they had to recall stuff and like, it was the, wasn't a good launch.
No. Anyway.
Suffice it to say, launch was bad.
Yeah. On to Vault 74, or 75, actually. 75. This
skipping 74?
76 will be the next one. We went from Vault 63 to Vault 75. We skipped a lot. But this one's in Fallout 4. And it's underneath the middle school in Malden Middle School in Massachusetts, the Commonwealth.
Okay, yeah.
And this one, pretty messed up. So we got some a nice eugenics program here. Kids separated from their parents. So the way that this vault started out, they bring in a bunch of kids, bunch of parents, separate the kids from the parents, kill the parents. Okay. So you take away your mommy and daddies and you kill all those. Now you have a bunch of kids and yep. We're going to breed these young inhabitants into perfect soldiers.
It's funny. Every time someone talks about eugenics, all I can think of is competitive Pokemon breeding. But it's also the thing where you separate a Pokemon from its parents, yep. And if you run out of space and the parents aren't any good, you release them, which is basically like killing it.
Well, so the U.S. government didn't have perfect EVs.
I was gonna say if the kids don't have perfect EVs, well, actually the ones who are not fit, they can be sent out to be killed. That's fine. But the ones who are especially fit, they are taken into the lab and taken apart for their genetic material. So the really good, smartest, greatest kids just get dissected.
Okay, it's like agriculture, but with people, where we just want the best wheat germ that we can get.
Genetically modified people?
Do you think there's hippie cannibals who don't want, like, GMO kids?
actually, you might be onto something here, because the way they harvest these kids is they convince them that they're going in for a vaccine at the age of 18, but really they harvest all their organs.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's in Cloud Atlas as well.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, Soylent Green. It's the island is the movie with Ewan McGregor, the Michael Bay film, The Island, is like that too, where it's they can just like, yeah, you go to heaven, but what you do is they kill you. Well,
you go so to that, the island.
Yeah. I thought they were on the island.
No, you go to the island. When you win the lottery, you get to go to the island. But the island is just, you die and they harvest your organs because you're a clone. You're not a real person.
Yeah, you're a clone of a rich person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peter Thiel shit right there.
Yeah, you're 100 clones named Gary.
Gary.
Yeah, we'll meet Gary eventually here. I think he's in the hundreds. Test subjects. So the kids eventually revolted against the researchers, escaped the vaults, probably were gunned down, because by the time we get there, the vault's completely occupied by gunners. So,
Okay. I was going to say, it's like we bred a society of ubermensches, and then when finally they realized we'd been harvesting their organs, they revolted and defeated us.
Who could have seen this coming?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Next up is Vault 76 from Fallout 76. And what is it? It's where you start. It's your character creation.
Tricentennial, right?
That's
the point of it.
The whole thing is we're meant to escape after the bombs and be the first people to rebuild the world. That's why there's such a strong thing on building. That's why there weren't that many NPCs around, because you're supposed to be the first ones coming out into the Fallout. And, you're supposed to, like, build the world for the next vaults to come out and enjoy, kind of thing.
Generations to come will need a single cast iron pot hanging over a cinder block fire, basically. That's what America needs to inherit in the future. Yeah. All the stuff you build in the Fallout game is always just like, I can't wait for generations to inherit the sheet metal shack that I made out of corrugated metal.
Yeah.
The meek shall inherit the bed which clips into the floor.
Yeah, the school bus on blocks at the back of the scrapyard. That's it.
Yeah. Here's one that I kind of talked about already, the Imgur that I sent you earlier. Anyone can find this if you look up Vault 77 Puppet Man comic. This is from Fallout 3. There's allusions to it, but it actually is a comic. Like I said, they dropped someone in, left him alone for a very, very, very long time. And then threw in some puppets, and he kind of went crazy. And you can see, like, in the comic, he, like, kills some slavers and stuff. And he's, like, talking with his puppets, like, he's killed before, you know? And it's like,
A social experiment to see how quickly we could turn someone into a ventriloquist.
Yeah. Next up is Vault 79. This is also from from Fallout 76. It's north of Dolly Sod's wilderness in West Virginia, the Savage Divide. This one was just a Secret Service facility intended to house the United States gold reserves.
Okay, that's the one.
This is Raid version 1. Everybody, let's go in and storm the gold reserves with three of your closest friends. Don't take time to read anything. We got to keep moving. Yeah.
But it's also like gold's not the currency anymore. So like, why are you doing that?
I wonder if they broke from the gold standard in the Fallout universe. Because it was Nixon who did it in IRL?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Fallout 76, they would have been the first ones out, so maybe they would have still had faith in the gold.
Yeah, is it bottle caps in 76?
Yeah.
Like the currency?
I think
it
so.
Is, yeah.
Like already, like 25 years later or whatever?
Huh.
When do they open the vault? It's
25. I looked it up earlier when we were talking about it before.
Okay, it's like 2101?
Yeah. Okay. 2101.
Even if gold's not valuable, there's some person who tells you, hey, I need this out of this locker, so you go get it for me. Or...
Yeah.
2102, because the bombs fell in 77.
Yeah,
not 76, Peter. That's the same mistake I made.
Well, yeah, it's because I think you go into the vault in 76, a year in advance. And it opens for the tricentennial the
bombs,
of the U.S.
Isn't the bomb blowing up when you go down?
No, that's Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I am thinking of Fallout 4.
Yeah.
If you guys are... I don't have the answer right now because it's been a long time, but if the listeners are curious on Fallout 76 and like the whole lead up to that and the years... versus the bombings and everything, we do have an episode on it. I just can't remember.
Yeah.
But there's with like Russia and China and the United States, and they're all getting angry at each other. Yeah. And things are escalating. And
That would never happen in real life. Ridiculous.
Yeah. They all get along. Especially if it's coming to the end of the world. I mean, come on. They talk. They sit down at the table. Yep. They negotiate. They love negotiating.
Yeah.
They love to give as good as they take.
Next up is Vault 81, Fallout 4 in Boston, Massachusetts. Boston. Sure. They're at a research facility. This one is, and it's scientists in a secret sector of the vault would work to develop a universal disease cure. And they'd use it on an unwitting civilization population. But this was super unethical. They had like things like when you walk through the door into the lunchroom, like nozzles would just like... anthrax at you kind of thing. Like
it'd be two cycles, so nozzles would come down, spray at you, and that would be like the universal disease cure, and then a second set of nozzles would come down and spray you, and that's like an amnesiac that just makes you forget what just happened.
It was a lot of getting people sick just to trying to fix them with mixed results. And
the government has done that.
That's like, big pharma, right?
Yeah, well, that too, yeah.
Yeah, one of the overseers, this wiki is like particularly long. There's a lot to this if you care about the politics between the overseers. But she basically said, due to moral objections, she wanted to stop this. So she sabotaged the operations. But the researchers were sealed within their section of the vault with no means of escape or contact. And they just kept experimenting on mole rats, but they eventually died. And the civilian section of the vaults maintained a stable community, but it's no longer inhabited, so they eventually left.
Is it the Tuskegee experiment where they were giving syphilis to black guys, the government?
It's one of them. I don't know, man.
Yeah. I think there's like a mission here. You get the choice to use an antidote on yourself or a guy named Austin, and both give different rewards. Like, I think if you use it on Austin, you get access to like some house, and if you use it on yourself, Austin dies and there's another political event that happens or something. But anyways, play 76 if you care about that.
76
or Fallout 4, sorry.
Fallout 4.
I didn't actually play that one. Right? Yeah. We're coming up on an hour here. I'm gonna try and find a strong one to polish this off here.
Sure.
Actually, let's just finish with Vault 87. So this one, if you ever heard of Super Mutants,
I have. We talked about them earlier. I brought them up.
Yep. This is
why would you not remember that? I know about these.
This is the Fallout 3 source of super mutants in Vault 87, Northeastern Virginia. And around 2076, the original vault experiment was scrapped, and the vault was converted into a secondary research center that would study the effects of the forced evolutionary virus on humans, FEV. Oh, yeah. And that's,
I think we have an episode about the FEV.
I think so, too. Yeah. Rings a bell. All of us don't remember. I love it.
isn't a tree infected with it or whatever?
Yes. Yeah. Bob. And yeah.
I was going to say Tom. I was close.
Yeah.
Bob's a tree, I think.
Yeah. So the FEV, they use it on humans exclusively for Wayne Merrick and his staff. And they start the EEP, Evolutionary Experimentation Program. So after infection, EEP. I'm a super mutant.
When he tries to force me to evolve, I say, EEP.
Yeah, and then you press B over and over again to stop the evolution.
Yeah, exactly.
So after infection, both male and female subjects change into an asexual state.
Right, the super mutant?
Yeah. Males get big upper body strength, and both males and females get thicker and more resilient skin. So you can tell the difference between a male and a female because the man will be a little bit wider on top, although they're both asexual.
Just like real world ace people. So
they're super buff.
Happy for this true life ace representation.
The project's ultimately failed. It only takes 10 days for your skin to get thick like that and get all big. But one female died to massive loss of her brain functions, and all the other subjects had to be killed after 14 days because they were just being super mutants. If you ever played the game, they're pretty aggro and rage filled. So
yeah, it's like different than on the West Coast, because on the West Coast, the super mutants have a lot more, which you can see in Fallout New Vegas and in 1 and 2. But like, one of the primary villains is a FEV super soldier named Frank Horrigan in Fallout 2. He's the last boss.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And he's like completely lucid. He's got custom power armor as well. But he's like 15 feet tall. He's huge.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Whereas there is all a time you kill in 3 when you first get the mini nuke, right? Or the fat boy or whatever it's called. You shoot a giant super.
The super mutants on the East Coast, the DC ones, all kind of talk like cavemen. They're all very like unga bunga sort of guys.
Yeah, except for Fox, right?
Right.
The companion.
True. Yeah.
Who I think is probably this vault, right?
87, it could be.
Because you have to go into it. I think you get a Gek from there, right?
Yeah. You find Fox in Vault 87, and there is a Gek.
Right. There's a Gek, yeah. So from Vault 87, let's see if I have any finishing points. Yeah, eventually super mutants take over the vault, and that's by the time you get there, you get the Gek and all the rest of it. Yeah. We are at an hour 5. We've covered 20 vaults. We have about 50 more.
Wow. Oh my god.
So I think what we should do is just savor these, because I think we all like them. So I can dive in deeper into like the next 20 or 25 and try and get some real good in-game examples and come back for you guys for the next time.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Great episode.
Thanks.
If you like what you hear, leave us a review, listeners. Dear listeners, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, or just share if it's on Spotify or something like that. Tell your friends about us. Post us on Instagram. I don't care. Pirate our shit. Wait, no, not that one. spread the good word of Lore Boys if you like it, if you think somebody you know would like the show. It means a lot if you can tell them about it. Peter, what's going on in your life these days, huh?
Lore Boys Podcast on Instagram. You can message us. You can like my pictures. Linked below, you can go to a short demo of my comic over on squaredidea.com if you're interested in that and want to let me know. I have confirmation that they are going to be fixing the website. Most of the feedback I have received was just like, wow, that looks really cool. Can't wait to see the rest. Boy, that website's unusable. And I'm like, I'm aware. I've let them know.
It's not good.
So hopefully it gets better. I mean, if it's worse than loreboys.com, then I think that's... We have like a sub-zero bar to clear there. But yeah, if you're interested in my comic demo, that's down there. That's it. I've been trying to work on getting a good merch setup again, because that kind of fell off pretty hard. So hopefully that'll be sorted out. But regardless, the existing store is also linked below if you're interested in a t-shirt or a mask or a hat or...
Yeah, there's only one type of hat, and it's bucket hat. But if you're interested in a bucket hat...
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
You want to hang corks off of it, basically.
Exactly. Jimbo, anything going on with you these days?
Just get at me in the Discord. That's where we spend most of our time. I post, like... Steam deals that I see sometimes. I keep you guys informed on that. People let us know when games go free. We'll hop in games together from time to time. So Discord's where it's at. We're getting new people all the time. Like last week, they're like, I joined just for Ace Combat and was a patron. And we're like, oh, cool. So
I can't believe I put that off for so long.
Yeah, come tell me to do SCP. Come tell me to do more Fallout Vaults. Tell me not to do any more Fallout Vaults. Come spread your opinion and yourself.
Yeah. If you guys want to support the show financially, we do have a Patreon, patreon.com/theloreboys, where you can get us a little scratch every month in return for some bonus audio, like 37 minutes of bonus audio.
We're on Fallout 37. We're on 40 episodes of bonus content now with the average runtime.
That's true.
Yeah. We're about 30 minutes each for 40, holy so fuck. About 20 hours worth, so.
Jesus.
We started that's slow, though. Long. We used to do 15 minutes at the beginning, but we've run long on a few, so I think it averages out. No.
I can't believe we've been doing it for almost a year. Blows my mind. Anyway, if you guys want to get access to about 20 hours of bonus content so far, with more released every week, including some coming out this week, check out patreon.com/loreboys. There's a couple other fun things that you can do in there, and you can get access to a super secret channel in the Loreboys Discord where you can chat with other affluent listeners. And of course, if you guys don't trust Patreon, we do have Loreboys Prime, which we've always offered. We are, of course, going to be preparing for the eventual fallout of the U.S. midterms, which is probably going to end the world as we know it.
I think they're over now, aren't they?
So taking a page out of...
the red versus blue factionalism, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. taking a page out of Fallout's book, we are preparing a vault. And we are, of course, running a little social experiment where everyone who signs up to join the vault will be given one podcast to listen to only. And you're not allowed to share it with anybody else in the vault. It's gonna be randomly assigned to you. So we're gonna have, the JRE guy.
I was gonna say, it's gonna be a fun guessing
Loreboys
game.
Listener.
It's like when you put the card on your head and you have to guess what I am or whatever. It's like, oh, this guy's talking about DMT and how we're so like monkeys. Okay, that's JRE.
That guy's gonna get found out immediately, right?
Yeah. And I mean, the ultimate goal is to see who gets bludgeoned to death first in the vault.
Well, actually, the lore of the vaults, it's going to be the lore boys, guys.
Exactly. It's going to be,
so really, it's also tied to the lottery aspect of you really don't want to draw the lore boys, obviously, if all these other great podcasts, like Adventure Zone or Mabim Bam and Critical Role, all these good things.
Red Scare.
Yeah, exactly. Last podcast, Come Town, I think, is one that I hear you guys talk about.
The Adam Friedland show now. They've rebranded.
It's
they've rebranded.
That's a hard right from what the old name was. Let me tell you.
I never
listened to either of them, but that's a huge divergence from. I guess they just realized that advertisers didn't want to spend money on Come Town.
The fat funny guy left, and then they're like, "Well, we got to rebrand anyways. Might as well do something that we can tell our parents and not feel weird about." I guess.
I think it started as a joke. As well, like one of the guys left to do stand up full time, and then they just started calling it the Adam Friedland Show. And
I thought you were saying Cumtown started as a joke. I was like,
No. Cumtown was a very serious political podcast until all three hosts left and were replaced just by stand up comedians.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
They've had David Cross on in their first 10 episodes. I don't know how they did
it. Crazy.
But anyways, we gotta get David Cross.
David Cross seems like a funny guy, but Mr. Show back in the day, like I think there's a lot.
Enough about other podcasts.
We're talking about other podcasts. You'd say Lore Boys.
See ya. Don't listen Lore to Boys. Us next, though. Don't go to the other ones.
Not only us, though. Don't listen to those other ones. Goodbye. did a project on microwaves
in physics, for
science class.
I was in this class. Okay.
Our presentation largely consisted of me bringing in an old microwave and us like just microwaving various things like a CD, a light bulb.
Light bulbs
are cool. They like they change colors and then eventually they're supposed to melt. Ours exploded.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.